888-322-8465. Let's go to Lissa in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Lissa, how are you?
Hi, Father Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm glad the movie enticed
you. We love that. I love that so much.
And do you have a question of faith?
I do. There is a passage from the Gospel of Matthew. I apologize. I don't have my Bible in front of me. I believe it's in chapter 7 where Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom.
Right.
And I believe these are disciples. Somebody says to him, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And he says, get away from me, you evildoers. I never knew you. And I guess my question has always been, if they had evil hearts, how are they able to do works in the name of Jesus? And why was he so harsh with them?
Well, I mean, I think you're making it a bit of a polemic because, Lissa, what you just said, I mean, we all have sinful hearts, and yet we all are still able to do the works of God, aren't we?
Yeah.
Right. So, there you go.
Hey, get away from me, you evildoers. I never knew you.
It sounds harsh. That's exactly the point of the Bible passage there, Lissa. We would never want to hear Jesus say that. So, I mean, they certainly, Jesus and St. Paul and the other authors of the gospel who are writing about what Jesus said and did, use rhetorical techniques to get us to perk up and pay attention. We would see it on some of our, you know, cable news networks these days, where people use very polemic language to express truth, to get people to be aware of something that they might otherwise be a little more laissez-faire about. And so Jesus is doing that here. But, I mean, the point that he's making is not just metaphorical, and it's not only, you know, using harsh language, but oh, don't worry, wink wink, it'll all be okay. I mean, we actually believe that it's not enough to just give lip service to the fact that Jesus is our Lord, that our lives and therefore our actions and what it is that we do and the things we give energy to all need to reflect that. And if they don't, the point of the story is Jesus is saying, I can see through that. You're not fooling me with the whole, praise you, Lord, really don't like other people and won't forgive and want to cheat and all that. I mean, that's not fooling him. So he's saying that. In the same way that any of us would probably be, scrappling for our defense and saying, oh, wait, oh, don't you remember when I was 14, I helped that little old lady across the street?
I'm nice.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that. So, I mean, listen, this is in this part of Matthew. So you're right, it is Matthew chapter 7, and essentially, If you have little subheadings in your Bible, one of them would be the narrow and the wide gate. And Jesus says in this chapter, you know, many will be trying to get through the gate, but it is narrow. And that kind of flies in the face of what would sort of be a modern, let's say, a watered down in some way version of Christianity, where it's just like, yeah, okay, just, you know, go to church as long as you have Christian in your name, then we're all good. We're all going to see each other in heaven. I mean, Jesus is saying there's a lot to this life, and I'm calling you to a pretty high standard. And later on in Matthew, he actually says, I mean, it's very similar to this passage you're talking about, Lissa. It's similar where Jesus says, if you didn't visit people in prison, if you didn't clothe the naked, and then I don't want any part of you. So, you know, that's not intended as a literal checkoff list that if somebody goes through their whole life and has never been to prison, they definitely won't get into heaven. But what he's saying there is it's not just about the religious displays and the outward verbal acknowledging or going to church or praying my good prayers like a good Catholic. It is all of our lives from our heart need to be living for God. So you're right, Lissa. None of us would want to hear Jesus say that phrase, which is exactly why it's in the Bible, to give us a little wake-up call to say, hey, you don't want to hear Jesus say this, do you? Depart from me, you evildoers. So how about walk the talk, put your money where your mouth is, make your actions match your words, essentially is the point, Lissa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling for the first time.
Sure.
Hang on the line. We got prizes for first-time callers on the Busted Halo Show on this Free For All. It's a free for all.